But first, the word checkmate comes from Persian and means the king is dead. But in the chess world, the king is not dead. His name is Garry Kasparov. Kasparov is not only considered the best chess player alive today, but is regarded as the best ever. He was the youngest player to win the world championship. His most famous opponent, however, was not another chess great, but rather IBM's supercomputer, Deep Blue. In 2005, Kasparov shocked the chess world. At the age of 41, he suddenly retired from chess and went into politics in his native Russia. Kasparov sat down with Steve Paulson for a very rare interview. So, does Kasparov miss chess now that he's retired?
It's a very difficult question to answer definitely. I wouldn't say that I'm missing playing chess now because my life is so full and I probably have no time to miss it. And also, I haven't quit it completely. I follow chess competitions and time to time upgrade my opening database. And frankly speaking, sometimes I'm playing on the internet, but of course anonymously, blitz games.
I bet you win all those games.
Most of the time.
Well, chess is such an intense, grueling game. I would think it must be very difficult to stay sharp, to stay competitive at the very top level year after year. I mean, you've been the number one ranked player for 20 years. Was that hard to stay at the top all those years?
It was very hard. You're absolutely right. It's much harder to stay on top than to climb there. But I think that they were very important years in my professional career and also for strengthening my character, because fighting for staying on the top made me more competitive. It forced me to be very innovative, to look for new ideas, and to be always at the cutting edge.
So you always felt like you had to keep upgrading your game.
It's not only upgrading the game, it's also to make sure that I'm doing something new. I'm expanding the horizons. I'm not just winning, but I'm trying to make the difference. And that was the main quality that helped me to stay on top.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have written a remarkable 5-volume history on the greatest chess players in the world. And one thing that you say is very interesting, that the best chess masters reflect the values of the society they come from. What do you mean by that?
Now, I'm not sure that this theory withstand thorough scientific investigation, but for instance, the first official chess world champion, Wilhelm Steinitz, he believed that chess theory could be exhausted, so we could find all the important principles and eventually he could build a magnificent construction. And it was at the time where these beliefs were shared by mathematicians and physicians. It was just before Albert Einstein. And his successor, Emanuel Lasker, held contrary beliefs that chess was a psychological battle, everything was relative, and there was no such thing as the best move, because you had to win the game and to play the most unpleasant strategy for the given opponent. And Lasker was a contemporary of Albert Einstein and Sigmund Freud.
Now, it's worth pointing out that you became champion in 1985, the first year of Gorbachev's perestroika, which, of course, led to the breakup of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, yes, and my playing style was very much a reflection of the revolutionary changes in the Soviet Union and later in the whole world.
How so? Just in terms of because you were very aggressive in your style?
Yes, my style was very aggressive, very dynamic, so I wanted to be on the fence, and I was always trying to open new pages, to come up with ideas that will change the game. And I think, you know, I was ideally placed on a timeline of history when the Soviet Union collapsed, the Berlin Wall was dismantled, and the Cold War was over.
Well, let me ask you about your first world championship you played against Karpov, which has to be one of the most remarkable chess matches in the history of the game. For one thing, it was the longest title match, lasting 6 months, and the winner was the first person to win 6 games. And Karpov was leading 4-0 at one point. Many people thought that he was going to sweep the series and you would not even win a game. And then there were 17 draws in a row.
And then Karpov won again.
And then he won again. So he was winning what?
5-0.
5-0, and then you started to win. And
first, I survived. You know, that's surviving at 5-0 when it's any mistake, even any inaccuracy, could end up the match, was a miracle. And I'm still very proud of what I did. It's probably more valuable than any victory that I accomplished in my chess career, because for 2.5 months, I not only survived standing at the edge, but also I managed to win 3 more games and put Karpov